You have just entered the KD Mod Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 49 of the KB Mod Podcast. I'm Scott Fisher, and I'm high on meds. I'm sick, so this should be interesting, but hope everyone's doing well as I snort my snot into my nostrils. Hope you all enjoyed that. So
I'm just a beast of a man today.
Yeah, it's just nasty. There's tissues everywhere. My room looks like
That's about normal.
Like you're a 15-year-old boy.
Gorgeous Scott
for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's like, this dude masturbates a lot. No, those are tissues, I assure you, with snot, not semen. But anyway,
so you don't have to cover it up. Jesus.
True too.
I'm doing a tissue check.
How have you all been doing this week? How's everyone? We have Brandon, Alex, and Nick here right now, and I think John will be joining us later.
Wow, I'm just...
And Dan. I just
do, I guess. See you guys later.
Because you already talked, but
I'm actually surprised at the shape that I'm in after this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot you had summer, right?
Summer camp. Yeah. It was.
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, it went really well.
Yeah. No deaths. Oh, yeah. Huh? This year.
No deaths. Nobody on the roof. Wow. Numerous things went well.
Good.
There was some creepy kid who was touching women's though.
What?
And nobody could figure out who he was.
Just rolled into the summer camp event?
Yeah.
No one knew.
Yeah. My wife and two of her friends like locked themselves in the cabin at one point. They were like, gotta get this creepy dude out of here. Oh. My wife was like in the cabin trying to get some food, and she said he walked up from behind her and was like, are there desserts to be had?
That's Dan. That guy talks exactly like Dan.
Yeah, that is.
That's just Dan in a hoodie.
she did a 360 spin away from him and ran the fuck out.
Did she 360 Claymore plant ladder stall him?
She might have. She YY'd.
Wow, she probably set up that clip, so.
Yeah. But yeah, creepy dude. We never figured out who he was.
I want to real quick explain to people what summer camp is if they don't, because I'm sure there's some people who've never heard.
It is a giant party that my friend Ron throws at this cabin that he has, which actually, I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's not. It's only about a mile out of town where we went to high school. Yeah, but, I mean, it's probably a square mile a mile in every direction from it where there's nothing. So we just go out there and throws a huge party for a whole weekend. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah. It's God, if I was on the East Coast, I would love to attend. But
so many ridiculous things that we were playing. Yard, beer pong, and all kinds of things.
Nice. Okay. What about the rest of you? Nothing? Okay. Well, just total silence.
Are we talking about what we've been playing?
Yeah,
we're
just
talking about Dan's summer camp experience.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Brandon, you can tell me what you've been doing and what you've been gaming. I want to hear it all, okay? I want to hear
well,
everything.
Well, so in a quest to continually make what I've been playing interesting every podcast, I've been playing a bit of Braid. I started Braid because I finished Bastion and Limbo, and so...
You're really smart, so you probably just beat the shit out
Well, no,
of Braid.
So I didn't really know what it was about at first, and so I kind of just went into it blind, as I have the other games, and I didn't realize that the whole... like rewinding mechanism is actually part of the game. Like you have to use it. And so I didn't really get that for the first few puzzles. And I was like, why can't I get these puzzle pieces? And I'm still like, there are still some that I have no idea how to get. So I got kind of frustrated because it was just really difficult. And so I started playing Deus Ex Human Revolution. Mm-hmm. And that is an excellent game. So I've been kind of splitting my time doing single player stuff, and then a little bit of Tribes and Diablo.
Sean was back to Braid. I was talking to Sean at summer camp, and because he beat Braid the whole way through, and he's incredibly smart, so he got through pretty fast. But I guess there's these secret stars you can get on each level,
oh, really?
And even he hasn't gotten those. He's like, it's just insane. There's one per level, I guess, that you can do. Like,
there's a few people I would never be comfortable playing games in front of that require any kind of puzzle solving things, and Brandon is one of them. I would just literally be like, "Don't look at me, Brandon. Look at the floor while I play this game."
What you got to do is get him on 20.
I do.
Don't look at me!
Look at the floor! Look at the floor!
What you got? Look at my eyes!
I didn't pay you to look at my eyes.
Anyway. Yeah, I think Braid, it's like I was kind of figuring it out as I was going along, and so I feel like I still haven't really figured out like all the elements to the game. I feel like it seems so simple on the surface, but it's really not.
It gets so much worse. Well, I mean not worse, but so much harder. Actually, all you do, Scott, if you want to play a puzzle game with Brandon around, is make sure he's running on no sleep at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember the portal.
Portal co-op.
Yeah, that's that.
We were both really stupid.
Yeah, sleep deprivation will definitely. I'm not going to play
Brandon,
puzzle games with doing that again.
Sleep deprivation is my normal. So that's
yeah.
That seems about right.
Wow. You're supposed to say no, Scott. You're smarter than that. Give yourself
I think
more
for
credit.
For the live stream, I think I'll just do an amnesia playthrough when I'm really tired. And then maybe like the scary
yeah,
stuff
then,
will affect me less because I won't even notice it.
You'll never go to sleep then. It's yeah. just going to prevent yeah. you from getting any sleep.
I think for Child's Play, when I am going to stream and I'm going to do, or at least try. Nick, you didn't get all the way through. What was the game you quit like 30 minutes in?
Cry of fear.
I want to try it. I just want to see.
Oh God!
Those babies.
Maybe a 2-hour
session. Babies.
Yeah. Whatever.
Also, the part when you opened that door and the chick was right there.
God, that
classic.
I don't like thinking about it. It makes my heart palpitate.
What about you, Alex? What have you been playing this week?
Honestly, nothing. I don't know.
No.
I haven't been in any game. I've been waiting for the summer sale, which is apparently June 12th.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I think everyone has been waiting for the summer sale, and they keep thinking it's coming this week. And we see like rumors about it coming, and then it hasn't.
No, it's not coming. I'm pretty bored of everything. I was so bored. I was like, I'll make my own game, and I went into the Portal 2 puzzle maker.
That's not your own game. You're just making Portal 2 maps.
That's a different gaming experience that you can't buy, Nick.
You're not making your own game.
Yes, I am. It's part of. Shut
I'm
up.
Gonna make my own engine.
I'm gonna make my own game by using another
yeah,
game completely.
Joe, I also downloaded Unity 3, so I am gonna make my own game.
Okay.
Take that in.
How did that go? Portal.
Yeah, I'm lost as fuck. I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I opened it up and I looked up some tutorials and I was like, yeah, it's pretty simple. It's pretty much a drag and drop program at this point. It's not. It's it.
Drag and drop.
It's not like, oh, here's all the barrels you'll ever need. It's you don't just get shit like that. You gotta make a lot of it, and I don't know how to code, so that was a bit of a fail.
Speaking of the Steam summer sale, even though Steam, you know, we haven't seen the official summer sale yet, Amazon has had a ton of good deals. I think like to
for
compete.
America.
Yeah, it's for America only, but yeah.
Well, okay,
they
for
did
America,
a huge sale
with Steam.
They had a huge sale. Yeah, is that where you got? Deus Ex?
No, funny thing is I think I got Deus Ex like last summer sale, or I don't know, maybe the Christmas sale or something.
Christmas sale,
for like 10 or 15 bucks, and I start playing it when it's on sale for $7.50. So I just, that's what happens with the Steam sales.
The key with the Steam sales is just wait 10 years until the games are literally pennies, if you can wait that long.
Yeah.
Because each year it's, what, $2 or $3 cheaper?
Right. So, hey, listen to all your friends playing the new games every you ever watch. But yeah, I'm 10 years behind.
It's all right. I'm already 10 years behind. I'll play Counter-Strike.
And you guys want to play Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah, I got it installed. You want to?
Do you really? I thought you uninstalled it, Dan.
Do you have Collection 2?
I like to play with orbs whenever I get a chance.
You like to run
the $15 collections.
Oh, does anyone
Hell
want
no,
to
I run Assault, and then the other people in the group yell at me.
Don't run
Assault. Orb's like okay with it, but he's like, everyone else is like, what are you doing? He's going for Moabs.
What about you, Fenn?
I don't care.
What have you
yeah.
played?
I played Magic the Gathering.
We tried. I tried that too.
Yeah, I tried.
The free-for-all where you can pull other people's cards and make them attack themselves or other people.
It happens like every game against
like
multiple people, I think.
Did that get patched yet? I don't know.
I haven't played.
I've only been playing the campaign because of that.
Played Counter-Strike with Scott yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We praised him all the way through.
We praised. And I played Minecraft. Been playing Minecraft because that's fun.
I think the footage in that video may legitimately be the best Nick Fenton has ever performed in a video game.
In Counter-Strike? I know.
No, not in Counter-Strike, just in video
game.
Halo, he's much as well.
Okay, well, Halo doesn't count because that's
first example is a console game. Well, that's great, dude.
Well.
Hey, I said Blacklight while they were saying Halo.
That's true.
Notice I didn't say anything.
Alex noticeably quiet. Yeah, I mean, I was impressed, Fenn. I mean, even though you kind of were still, you were flailing around, you were getting kills, and you were praising, praising him. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that was good. What about you, Dan? I guess I'll go last because
I am now at 8 hours played in Magic the Gathering. So
been hitting that hard.
Playing the campaign, I have. We were talking about this before the cast. I have one in the normal campaign. I guess there's like four different things you can do. In the normal campaign, I have. One encounter left to beat, and then I'll have that totally beaten. I've been avoiding. I want to play multiplayer, but as we were just talking about, there's so much shit's buggy.
Yeah,
that it's kind of annoying. With the first time I see somebody with a fucking attacking themselves with an artifact or land, I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah, that definitely needs a patch. I don't know how bad it is because I was playing.
It's happened to me every single game.
Yeah, every single game.
Okay, it's every game mode too. Like
I played against Crunch, and he actually lost to his own card. That's what killed him. That's what knocked him out of the game.
Well, that's good.
Were you playing just 1v1?
No, we were playing with free for all with four people.
Because I saw Diction had some 1v1 videos up, and those.
I think it must be when you have a lot of people.
Yeah, but I've been playing a ton of COD 4, ton as well. Been back on that train. Yep. And then I've also... My Steam library has some real gems in it right now. Because I'm starting to stock up for the speed dating episodes for the YouTube channel.
Mm. Oh, so you mean they're not gems at all?
So no. They're not gems.
So they're well, actually turds covered in dirt.
The first
Diamond I'll in
just,
the rough.
I'll just let out first. The first game I'm playing that I'm recording still, I'm still getting footage from... Is Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Oh my god, I played that game a long time ago. That is, don't ever... No.
Don't spoil the series, Nick.
No, that game spoils itself. Oh, that's not a pretty game.
I also
game.
Downloaded Vindictus, which I've played before. Which is a whole other ball game.
Is that the sequel to the highly acclaimed Clint Eastwood directed Invictus, starring Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela?
Shut the hell up.
I love rugby, bro. That's cool, bro. Fucking great.
I'm gonna get this Atlantica game too, which is turn-based MMO. Think
that
about
sounds
how terrible that sounds.
Really
yeah.
fun.
So we'll see on that. But yeah, it's basically seriously been just COD 4, Magic, and Dungeons and Dragons Online. Haven't touched Diablo 3 except for my streams. So.
Yeah, I've been playing CSS and CSGO. That's about it. A little Magic here and there. Actually, I did play a little Battlefield 3 Close Quarters DLC as well. Not much different from last week. And John has joined us. Hello, John. What have you been playing this week, if anything?
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, good talk. Well, so John is here, but his mic may not be working, so...
I just want to say, Scott, it's nice for you to stop in the Ventrilo server when you play
games.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really, it's...
Did I do it? Was that last week? I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know, because it's only happened once in, like, the past month, so...
Here we go with the Ventrilo server.
If I don't guilt
you publicly... Do we really
want to
hash this out right now, Brandon, or in the podcast?
Probably don't.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think
Fenton,
it was fun. Fenton is just as guilty.
It was fun stopping.
Hey.
Well, I've heard Fenton goes,
goes
in a server or a channel by himself and mutes it.
TF2.
Which
all
doesn't really
count. TF2.
TF2, there you go. Okay. How's it, dude? I couldn't.
On 25 second delay.
I hope he's really not. My mic. But, I hopped on TF2 after the update last week. Unplayable.
I'm only playing like TF2 lobby and stuff. I'm not playing pubs much at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude. I was even on. Yeah, I was on Source OP, and admittedly, I did want to get on and try the pyro, but I got on the server, and there were already five of them, so I played engineer for a bit, and then I was like, this is unplayable, because both teams had six pyros. So it was like...
If you want to get good at spa, though, right now's the time to do that.
Right now's the time, because it's just full of fire everywhere.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'd rather prefer the normal zero pyros or the five or six you're probably going to get for the next month.
Spies are out of control in pubs, so it's kind of decent that there's five or six. But none of them are spy checking, of course.
Of course not. They're all...
They're too busy with rainbows everywhere, too.
Yeah.
They're trying to reenact the video.
Speaking of which, I thought Meet the Pyro was brilliant.
I did, too. There was lots of hate on it, though.
Really?
I loved it.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that in a few during that news.
Ooh,
but...
little news teaser for y'all. Oh, you guys excited
but,
about
that?
Sorry. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, right. You apologize.
I'm imagining some kid pulling his... Not kid. Pulling his... Okay, let's not delve into that sentence.
I'm imagining that.
Let's not delve into that sentence. You might have to light a hard drive on fire.
I've never done that once.
Wouldn't be the first.
Oh, God.
So,
go ahead, Dan.
On to the news.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
And we're going to start with ourselves. We're just going to be self-promoting all the way here. Alex put up our review of Max Payne 3, which Scott, I believe, vehemently disagrees with.
No.
7 out of 10 I thought was a very fair score. I haven't played it, but it sounds like from all the...
I thought Alex was going to hate on it more and give less... No, it was very... I agree overall with the review. I would give it an 8 out of 10 personally, but 7 out of 10 I'm happy with. I can agree with that.
7 out of 10 ain't bad, though.
No, it's not bad.
On IGN, that might as well be the worst game ever made.
If it's not an 8.5.
We probably need to clarify that, like, a 7 out of 10, that's a good game on our score.
Yeah.
It's not lighting the world on fire, but, like, it's worth picking up.
I'll say that in terms of, like, my score, I would give, like, Bioshock, I'd give a 9. I wouldn't give Bioshock a 10.
I don't think anything can get a 10. Really.
No, I would never give a perfect score to any game.
You ever played Modern Warfare 3, Nick Fenton?
I was about to say, there is one game that I actually would have given a perfect score to. I actually would give Final Fantasy VII a perfect score. Mm. If I was reviewing it then and now.
I'd give SFX a 10, without question.
Mm. The original one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty worthy game.
Human Revolution would get a 6 or 7, maybe.
Jurassic Park the game.
6 or 7, again. On our scale, people need to realize that a 5 is an average game.
And that just makes sense, really.
It's not bad. You know, but it wasn't good at all in many aspects, but it wasn't bad. Whereas, so like you gave, let's delve into this a little bit though. You gave Cube a 6, I believe.
Yeah.
Because it was a good puzzle game.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it did good at being a puzzle game, but it didn't really have much else. Like
there's something like Cube that's priced at $15. It's hard to.
I was going
to
say, yeah, the price definitely affects the score too.
Yeah.
But I mean, we gave Arkham City an 8. Which we said, anything 8 and above
was
kind
was
of...
Didn't I give Arkham a 9?
A 9.
I don't remember.
But you gave
it was Darkest high. That was a great
5,
game.
6 as well.
Yeah. That game wasn't that great. I was expecting a lot more from that.
So a 7 for Max Payne 3 ain't bad. That's bordering on excellence. So
yeah.
Pretty much the only thing you complained about was the...
The review's really well done. You should definitely check it out. If you have not, yeah, it's on the KB Mod.
And thanks to everyone that has. You've all been very supportive and very open to... I mean, I don't mind if you guys thought it was an 8 or a 9 game. I'm sure... like I said in the review, the cutscenes are going to work for some people. Some people are going to love it. I didn't say, like, if you like them, you are bad at judging video games. I'm sure it worked for a lot of people. So I'm happy if you liked it. I just thought, from an outsider's perspective on the game objectively... It just didn't work for me because it's just the flow of the way they worked. And I even tried to include it. Like, some people said that they wanted to see more gunplay, but the reason that I put that sort of talking scene in there is because I wanted to show a full-length cutscene, and then I literally walked for 15 steps, and there was another full-length cutscene.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the full-length cutscenes, you know? Like, not like little snippets, but like good 2-3 minutes of talking. But cut out that middle part where I think I'm about to play a game. Just cut it out.
There's other ways to tell a story. And that's exactly. That's where the flaws in Max Payne are. Like, they don't see any other way to tell the story other than creating a movie within a game. There's been so many games who have told fantastic stories with 5 minutes of cutscenes total in, you know, 20 hours of gameplay.
And then there's Metal Gear Solid.
Well, with 17 hours of cutscenes.
Yeah, it was not Metal Gear Solid level. I know what you're saying. I think you referenced that, though, Alex, in the review. You're like... Or I don't know, someone did in the comments. The comments, yeah, that we're saying. It reminds me a little bit. I give it a pass way more than other people because that's what Rockstar's good at. And I kind of went into it anticipating to play a movie. And I agree, there were times where the cutscenes were too lengthy, but I didn't feel like, yeah, for me it worked. Like, it immersed me into the story more. And I felt
what platform
like,
did you play that game on, Scott?
I played that on the Xbox 360. Which I wouldn't have changed for anything because I think Alex played it with the controller on PC anyway, right?
Yeah, but which platform had the superior graphics?
Well, you know what? I didn't play it on PC, so
graphics are the only thing that matters in games.
That's true.
I think that's the cutscenes and stuff. Like, that's one of the things that you're not going to be able to win everyone over. Because I'm actually playing through Human Revolution. That's one thing. I don't think they're as lengthy as Max Payne, but I have noticed there's a lot of kind of cutscenes and like dialogue portions that kind of take away from the action. And I like playing the game. I like the action, but you know, I'm sure there are just as many people that do play the game for the story and they want to do the dialogue and stuff like that, and they really get engrossed in it. And I'm sure it's probably hard to find that right balance. But I think you're right, Scott. Like with a Rockstar game, you kind of know what you're getting going in. But traditionally, I don't remember the last two Max Payne titles really being that dialogue heavy.
Right, I think it definitely got the Rockstar treatment in that side.
The new one.
But
yeah, I mean, it was still Max Payne-ish enough from what I'm gathering, though, that it wasn't like, you know, it could have turned into, you know, something the other way and been completely not a Max Payne game anymore. But from what you guys have said, I feel like it stayed true to kind of one and two's whole feel, though.
Yeah, I think for me at a 7, it's like a for sure Steam sale pickup, but it's kind of iffy, you know, at full price.
Well, it's at 50% right now.
$30 on Amazon if you're in the U.S. I'm so close to buying it.
Earlier on, in like when I was drafting that review, I actually had a line saying that it was a definite pickup on sale. I didn't really want to include money in the review because, you know, some people are at different economic levels with each other, and you know, if you really want to play it, it shouldn't be about, like, you know.
Still, very few games are worth $60 anymore.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Yeah. So,
but either way, watch the review because no matter what you think of the game, it's extraordinarily well done, and you should leave a YouTube comment on that video because Alex reads all of them.
It's true.
Yep.
He also replies to everyone, and he wants to accept all of your Steam friend requests.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, he actually likes to get into a Steam group chat once he has added all of you from the comments and discuss, you know, your guys' take on it. So hopefully,
and he likes to talk about
what time do you usually do that?
He wants to have one-on-one discussions with everybody in the comments about the review. So.
If this video gets 3,000 views, he's going to be busy for a while. He's going to have to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, well, good to you. Don't worry.
So up next, we have a bizarre situation with new MOBA Smite, which is excellent, except for some really, really glaring balance issues. But I'm sure they'll fix those at some point. A Hindu leader, Mr. Rajan Zed, president of Universal Society of Hinduism, has asked High Res to remove the Hindu gods Agni, Kali, and Vamana. Specifically, Kali is one where gets quite the treatment. This guy sent us 3 or 4 press release style emails, mainly because we were doing that Smite giveaway last week, and we probably came up on Google for the game. But just a bizarre situation. But High Res, Todd Harris, giving zero fucks, issued a statement saying why they will not be removing the characters from the game despite the urgings of this guy. It does seem like it's just this guy, too. But Smite includes deities inspired from a diverse and ever-expanding set of pantheons, including Greek, Chinese, Egyptian, and Norse. Hinduism being one of the world's oldest and largest and most diverse traditions also provides inspiration towards deities in our game. In fact, given Hinduism's concept of a single truth with multiple physical manifestations, one could validly interpret all the gods within Smite to be Hindu. And all gods outside of Smite as well. Ponder that for a minute.
God, Todd Harris
anyway,
going so hard.
Going forward, Smite will include even more deities, not future. Or not fewer. Sorry.
Yeah.
I like the kind of thinly veiled condescension. Like basically this one guy, you're interpreting your own religion one way, but any other like tons of people in your religion could interpret it another way. And it's so silly.
What really kind of stinks in this whole situation, as far as, you know, we've been saying this, like this seems to be the only guy that's raising these alarms. Like there doesn't seem to be Hindu community any kind of problem with this. And it's like this guy just relentlessly banging down the doors being like, hey, notice my press release.
Yeah, it feels that from his emails too. So, right. Yeah, I mean,
so it's like,
I don't really want to bring a religious debate in, but I don't know, lighten up, I guess, would be the, what I would say. I love the comments on this PC Gamer article too.
Yeah.
Just basically a bunch of people who are like, you know, I'm a Hindu, and it doesn't make us look good when people do this for silly reasons. Like, and I would agree.
Yeah.
Maybe
coverage hunting a bit here. Try to get a name out.
Yeah. I mean, so hopefully nothing blows up about this. I highly doubt.
Highly I don't think doubt it will. There's a reason we haven't written an article on it.
Yeah. But in high res seems pretty entrenched in their thoughts. So, also in his press releases, I did stress in the beginning, he only really cared that Kali was in a bathing suit, basically, in a bikini. Because like, that was really the only.
Go ahead and Google search that god real quick. She's really modest most of the time.
Yeah, even in traditional Hindu pictures, she's
right.
Well, she's topless most of the time.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So.
Yeah, give that one a go with safe search off.
She's also
and your parents in the room. And your never mind.
And if it was
God, you are just creepy today. Sorry.
And if it was violence he's worried about, maybe he should also look at the image search, because most of the time she's got a bunch of decapitated heads in her hands. So
she's pretty nasty, okay, that sounds wrong, but she's a pretty an aggressive god. So I don't know.
Yeah. Aggressive sniper.
Well, I don't know if she ever played Modern Warfare 2 on Derail.
She probably really hates boosters, though.
That's probably true. I don't know if she's as well-spoken as me, though, according to the description. Thanks, Woody. Go ahead.
Why would you assume that we were talking about you? It's great.
So anyway, in news that does not create controversy and is just all around awesome, Valve, along with the Pyromania update and releasing the Meet the Pyro video, which was awesome, has released the Source Filmmaker, which is like their internal tool to make those videos.
And the Pyro, I think the Pyromania one was made with the current iteration of it. So everything you can do, basically, everything you saw in that, you can do yourself. And as we said, we touched on it a little bit, and John was saying he loved it, I loved it. But there's a lot of people who are like, that was like really lackluster. Why was it like?
Really? Like, what did they want?
They were like wanting answers or something. But it's like
about who they wanted his mask off. That's what everybody wanted.
Okay. I thought it was done really, really close. Yeah,
but if you know Valve, they're not going to answer any of your goddamn questions ever.
And also, too, it said a lot about it when like half the comments were like, "Oh, so the pyro's gay." Like, yeah, that's what they got out of it. Like, not the fact that that mask clearly is not like some like virtual reality suit. That's just what that crazy pyro mind chooses to see. Clearly, he's a psychopath. Not
yeah, it's actually really gay. Dark. It's actually super dark.
That is
yeah.
funny and nowhere did they mention like in actuality those glasses make him think he's in this world and he's just a great guy. It's like no, he's a fucked up dude that chooses to see that. That's what he chooses to see. That little like head turn that he does at the end, that's what crazy people do when they're killing you. He's not gay. He's insane.
I think the coolest shot in that whole video is the one when he's shooting the scout with the – what gun is that? The flare gun?
The flare gun.
And he's flipping backwards. It's just so epic. Oh my god.
Yeah, and I know that you have to sign up for the beta for Source Filmmaker in order to get. I know our own Mark's Nikon Punch, Mark.
Yeah.
He's been messing with it. He said it's pretty. He said it's actually pretty easy to use, but it's also pretty in depth. Like the amount of shit you can do is pretty insane. And PC Gamer had an article, which I didn't put the link in here for, of their five best Source Filmmaker videos, like 5 days in, and a bunch of people did parodies of the Meet the Heavy.
That's all that's on Reddit right now.
Really, really good. Yeah. And then there was one where the pyro, they did the pyro, and he takes off his mask, and it's a copy of Half-Life 3. That's his head.
That one has, it's, yeah, that one.
And then, movies. Yeah, and then the copy of Half-Life 3, and it's Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah.
So, people have already done some cool things, but although it does seem most are parodies on the currently existing ones, not much original content, but it is really cool, and I think we're going to see a lot of cool stuff come out of this. Yeah. And once again, Valve.
God, when will they fuck up, man? Not that we're waiting for that, but the closest thing...
A lot of people considered Left 4 Dead 2 to be a fuck up.
Yeah? Really?
I think they would have considered it a success if it was released a year later. People were just upset because it's like, why are you releasing a sequel so close after Left 4 Dead? But it was a good sequel, and they're both good games.
Yeah, they both have their... I actually do think Left 4 Dead 1's the better game, but they're both fun. Oh, John, what is this?
But the Source Filmmaker, if you do want to get your hands on it, all you have to do is go sign up on their website. I think it's, sourcefilmmaker.com or something. I signed up just because. I mean, I don't really have any intention of using it, but I thought, okay, I'll try it. And I looked right now, and I have it in my Steam library, so... It looks like maybe it takes a day or two.
Did I signed up? I don't think I got it.
I didn't get any notification or anything, so I think maybe they just put it in your library.
I don't have it. Those dicks. I was going to use it too.
Boycott Valve 2012.
2012.
I think it's cool because like Valve doesn't really have much to gain from this, I mean, monetarily or anything. All they're really doing is just encouraging more community created content and like supporting Machinima stuff. I think that's awesome. It's like that's why people love Valve, because they do stuff like this that on the surface doesn't have any physical monetary value, but it just creates more and more goodwill and makes the community just happier, and that keeps people loyal to your brand.
Yep. And speaking of keeping people loyal and bringing new players in, hopefully. This is just a small note, but today Blacklight Retribution hit Steam today, and there are achievements and all that good stuff. And actually some stats as well, some more stats than were in the game previously. So there was a little update for it, and then also the Steam integration. So now Tribes and Blacklight are on there with all the Steam trappings. So
yeah, both of them have like no Steam... Both of them have like a little Steam starter deal, and they both look like both pretty good deals.
Oh, the Blacklight one is such a good deal.
Yeah,
because those it's $10, and you get 3 pre-made guns. That's $30.
Yeah,
worth of guns, and you get a bunch of other stuff too. But I think it's probably, I would say probably $50-$60 worth of stuff you get for $10.
I gotta get on there sometime in the next couple of days to see just the absolute fodder that's got to be running around.
Oh, so, dude, it's
no idea what they're doing.
They were top 10 played in Steam for today already, or very close to it.
Yes. Yeah, Tribes and Blacklight are both top 15 for today, and I'm sure. I mean, this is the first day Blacklight's been out. It's been out like half a day, so I'm guessing they'll probably both sit in the top 15. You know, hopefully for a while. I mean. And that's only people playing on Steam, too. That's obviously not counting people that are still going through the regular clients.
Well, even if you launch it through the client, it automatically puts Steam overlay on it and stuff. So, because my game isn't listed in my Steam things, but the overlay comes on. And I can see, like, friends going on offline and all that stuff. Yeah. So, but, yeah, just a little tidbit there. But if you had been, because I know some people just... are married to Steam, and that's cool. So if you were, BLR's on there now. And that starter pack is worth its weight at $9.99. I may buy it. I may buy that starter pack. I've been holding out and holding out. I might do it. So next up, some Nick Fenton news.
Yeah.
Other small tidbit. Guild Wars 2 has a release date now. August 28th. Did you really get to play any of the beta weekends?
I did the first one, and it was really bad. But yeah, I was gone for the second one.
Yeah, there's one this weekend, and then there's one on 20th of July. So if you pre-ordered the game, you'll be able to play it that weekend. I don't know. I've heard varying things just because the server load was just destroying people.
I guess that's
I've got a pro tip for you. If you're not heavily invested into the Guild Wars IP, don't play an MMO that's in beta. It's not going to be a good time.
So, but yeah, that's really all I got for that one. But
the trailer looked cool, but it was mostly just it didn't really look like in-game footage, though, for a lot of it.
The Guild Wars trailer?
Yeah.
If the trailer's at more than 20 frames a second, it's not in-game footage.
Exactly.
That right now.
Exactly. Nick Fenton, you don't want to fanboy a little bit over Guild Wars 2 so I can post that meme in the chat?
Nick Fenton has like a 4... You have a 450, right, Nick? Or 460 or something?
No, I have a 560.
How bad is it for you?
I didn't play... In the first one, I was getting like 7 to 15 frames.
That's about right.
There's just
that's
people.
That's playable.
Yeah, it's not playable. At one point, I logged out because I raged, and then I was stuck
that's
in
about
like,
the, those. That's like, about this. That's about the same speed I turn like the pages when I'm reading comic books. Same pages.
It sounds like WoW.
For a second.
It sounds like the WoW releases though, because those used to murder computers back when they came out, like first day in town.
Shadows was the worst addition to that game ever.
Whereas John knows, if you could be on my old laptop sitting in Orgrimmar, it's the greatest experience in gaming history, as you tried to get across the city to the flight tower at 2 frames.
Yeah, but then when you fucking raided 40 mans, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, inside a raid, you were fine, but in town, you were fucked.
I remember that. Sometimes people with weak computers would have other people log on for them to go into the city and stuff.
I did all the time in Wrath of the Lich King. I had Nate log in for me, or
Mark, when you're on your laptop at work, yeah.
Yep, yeah, and take me to the instance, and then I would log in.
How much I could get out of the instance?
But that city was just a clusterfuck, though, Dalaran. Everyone on the server in one city was not the best call.
But admittedly, MMOs can kind of get away with worse performance, because if you don't have 60 solid frames, it doesn't really matter, because you're not like you're not trying to aim and do split second reaction stuff.
We've told the Roxy story on the podcast a while ago.
He raided for God knows how long at sub 10 FPS.
Yep, he used to look at the floor on the Farian, and the only way he knew the fear was coming, he was tanking. The only way he knew the fear was coming is he could see the ground shake, but like that was it, because you couldn't play with sound, because sound took your frames down by like half and wow. For a while.
Oh my God.
So
10 frames a second.
Yeah, he was a legend. Oh, he was a legend then.
And somebody in Guild got so fucking frustrated with a shitty computer that they just gave him one. Jollybone just gave him a computer.
Just mailed him his old PC. So, but yeah. So it can't get away with it. It'll be better on launch day, I would assume, honestly. Because there was only, on these stress test weekends, I'm guessing there's only one or two servers. So, they'll be. I would hope they would have one or two, more than one or two, for a full launch. But so next up, we have another new game, which is actually just an alpha. But you can play this game right now, and if you're into Minecraft, you're gonna like this. It's kind of a different take on that, but there's been open world games before Minecraft. But that's the easiest one to compare these now. This game's called Planet Explorers. And basically the concept is you were in a spaceship and then you've crash-landed on an alien world and you have to survive. And the survival is much, much more immediate than just building up like Minecraft. It's also a tower defense game. So it's kind of like the Starforge game, except you can't just make everything. You have to get materials. And if you watch the trailer that's in this thing... the battles get pretty insane, and there's huge enemies. The building is voxel-based, just like Minecraft, but the scale is much larger. there's some like dinosaur alien looking things in the trailer that are absolutely huge. I mean, just massive creatures. And they can knock down your walls and stuff and break through defenses. And you can make cannons and all kinds
of
guns.
They're like the worst Big Brother ever.
It looks like actually, Nick, I don't know if you watched it, but it looks like Sanctum stuff actually combined with Minecraft type style.
I didn't get to watch it.
So, but it looks pretty cool. And as I said, I'm actually going to write a post on it. But you can download it if you Google Planet Explorers. An indie database, probably you can find it there because that's where it is for downloading. It's at version 0.1 of the alpha. So, but the graphically, you know, it's not going to blow you away, but it's really pretty.
I was going to say, the graphics are, comparing it to Minecraft isn't really fair, like on a graphics level, because the graphics are way better than Minecraft. Same.
It's the building system, the voxel-based building system that's more Minecraft than anything else, but
I think the whole tower defense idea is kind of intriguing. Like you're building, but you also have to fend off big monsters.
Yeah, it's like big aliens and stuff, and so it looks really cool. So hopefully it starts good. But you can come right in at the beginning of this with Alpha version 1. So go check that out. Planet Explorers is the name. And last piece of news here, something that really, upon my gut reaction upon seeing it, I was like, wow, Hawken is in trouble with this. Sony has acquired Gaikai, or Gaikai, or Gukiku. Thank you.
Gukiku?
Gertson.
Gertson.
The streaming service that we talked about before that has an agreement with Hawken to stream Hawken. And if you sign up with them, you get to play the game earlier than anyone else. But Sony hasn't done much well lately.
Yeah.
As would be evidenced in them having to trying to sell off the entire TV part of Sony. But they bought this company for $380 million, which with how revolutionary their tech is supposed to be for streaming games, like supposed to be way better than OnLive.
It's a lot better.
And OnLive was estimated to be worth $1.1 billion compared to this being only $380 million.
So it was a steal.
That's an estimate. That was the estimate that people gave. That wasn't their actual valuation. They're not even close.
I was going to say, OnLive isn't even close to that, I don't think.
The thing is, what this does is it gives Sony, who has mismanaged so much lately, And we all know about the PSN embarrassment last year, but the Vita is a piece of crap. Whatever, it's bad.
The Vita. So bad it doesn't
really.
I haven't
touched it, but
oh, it's doing awful. I mean, it's just.
I think the actual thing, it's gotten decent reviews, but yeah, it just doesn't sell because
doesn't
at
sell
least
at
in
all.
America, not in America. There's no.
So it looks like they're going to be implementing that streaming into, of course, the PlayStation 4 whenever that comes out, but also into PS3 and to the Vita to stream PlayStation 2 games on that.
Well, Sony's about to make some money with Spider-Man. That's about it.
Yeah, but they still lost $1 billion last year, so I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to help.
Only.
Them, really. But I think this was mainly done to get the tech. Whatever tech this service has, I think that was the reason they did it.
I think it's a play for the future because I think Sony can see that. I mean, I think it's a fairly forward-thinking move. I don't know that they're worth $380 million because I haven't seen their tech, but for that price, I hope it's incredible. I don't think it'll affect anything much in the short term, but I could see PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 having a significant component or being entirely reliant on, you know, an internet connection to stream the game to you. I mean, that's the only way for consoles to ever really reach parity with the PCs from a graphical standpoint.
Right. And so but when has Sony ever followed through well, especially?
Oh,
recently?
I don't have any trust in Sony to actually like make it a good service. But I think
PS2 was awesome.
PS2 was awesome.
Oh, okay,
still
in the 90s,
time, but
still awesome.
But I think Sony has a lot of places they can use it because they make so much. I think that there may be uses for it even outside of gaming and stuff. I mean, I don't really know, but I'm sure there has to be a reason. I think for them to pay that kind of price for something that isn't really even tested in the market. I mean, OnLive, right. I guess, has been maybe kind of successful. I don't really know, but I know it's not like taking off and revolutionizing gaming the way they hoped it would, at least not yet. So it's you know, Sony's not going away.
Yeah, and hopefully Sony does it right. But
well, and the thing is too, like, it's not, I don't think it's going to affect Hawken or anything in the short term, because
Sony... Yeah, and you won't have to use this to play Hawken, but it's just that, you know, they're kind of tied together now. So,
well, Sony's not going to have a chance to mess up Hawken. There's not enough time before that release date comes around.
Yeah. So, they don't own Hawken, so.
but I am curious to see how good this tech is, because, I mean, 380 million, like, no one knew what Gaikai was a few months ago. So, it seems to me that the tech would have to be really good for this to be worth that much.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, that is the news for this week. And now we move on to the rant.
Rant of the week!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Brought to you this week by Activision.
I mean, if we're realistic, every week could be brought to them by Activision.
Mostly EA, but we could go with Activision.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So, Brandon, go ahead and lead us into your article here.
Well, so I wrote an article that went up today, Monday, when we're recording, just about pre-order bonuses and basically kind of run down. I mean, I'm sure we have some younger listeners who maybe don't remember like what pre-orders used to mean. It used to mean that you were guaranteeing yourself a copy of a game so that it wouldn't be sold out when you got to the game store. So you could pay like $5 or $10, and then that would go towards the price of the game. And it was just basically guaranteeing your copy. Well, that, I mean, obviously that's no longer a problem with digital distribution. So the pre-order has kind of morphed into this tool that publishers use to, you know, to give you extras, or kind of the way I see it now, basically holding content back if you don't pre-order games. So really, I mean, we've had games in the past that have kind of irked me, especially like Battlefield 3 last year.
They kind of were not the first, but they kind of, man, we ripped them a new one on that.
Yeah, I think you could probably go back and listen to one of last year's podcasts and hear us talking about similar stuff with Battlefield 3. Because
they gave so much exclusive.
Yeah, there was exclusive stuff, and they were like waffling back and forth trying to kind of say, well, they were trying to sell you on it, saying it was like a significant thing in the game, but then also out of the other side of their mouth saying it's not that big a deal, you know, it's not going to affect gameplay. So, you know, that was not good, and EA should be ashamed of themselves. But now we have Activision, who Modern Warfare 3 was its own debacle with retailer-specific junk trying to confuse consumers. But now Black Ops 2 is giving you the opportunity to get Nuketown 2025, the new iteration of Nuketown, which was, I guess, probably the most popular Black Ops map, wouldn't you say?
To a fault.
Yeah.
It is really good, but it was popular to a fault.
Yeah, I mean, fast-paced, frantic, a lot of people seem to like it. And,
yeah.
The last 2 months they played Black Ops was spent in Nuketown 24/7 servers.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all it is on PC. That's really the only, all you saw was like Nuketown 24/7 or Nuketown and Firing Range 24/7. So those to me...
Part of that was the extreme speed with which you got XP, but that's going to be the same thing with this new one. You want to rank up real fast, play Nuketown 2025 the whole time. And to go with that, I really wanted them to put Nuketown back in. I think it's kind of like, you know, if Treyarch, like a little gimmick Treyarch will have now, like a new Nuketown, because it's such a good map. Like, it was close quarters, but it wasn't too close. And no game type on there was really annoying. They were all fun and fast-paced, and the XP is really fast. So why wouldn't you want this map? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to pre-order the game. I don't. I want to wait to see how the game actually is,
yeah.
but I really want this map if I'm going to play the game.
Well, and
but,
so see that's DLC the crux of that's later. The crux of the issue though is that we're getting to the point now where we're not really talking about extras any longer, because when I think of extras, I think of something like a skin or like some designation that you ordered the game early, you know, so that people can see it or you get some satisfaction out of it. But here, and we shouldn't really be surprised coming from the company that releases map packs as DLC. But I think it's just sad to see that they're already segmenting their player base right off the bat, and they know that you want Nuketown. So they're basically forcing you to either pre-purchase the game now, when we don't really know that much about it, or you wait and have an informed purchase decision, but you don't get Nuketown.
You're forgetting to mention about the maps for DLC things, that these are already on the disc or already in the game that you download. These are all pre-developed maps that are ready to go for launch. They're all done.
So
I just really hope that there's multiple pre-order bonuses, so I have to choose one of them and then deny myself the other.
Like.
There are. And that's so I didn't even go into that in the article, but this I don't know if it's just GameStop, but GameStop has these waves of bonuses too, where like you basically the earlier you pre-order, the more things you get. And the first wave that has already expired was a poster, so that's why I didn't go into it in the article, because like that's I view that as a legit pre-order bonus. Like,
yeah,
a poster.
Yeah, give me a poster.
That is a perfect pre-order bonus. The second wave is Nuketown, and the third and fourth waves haven't been revealed yet. But it's like I could see a time next Call of Duty game or something where you have four or five waves of pre-order bonuses. And if you decide not to pre-order during that window, you just don't get that bonus. It could be a map. It could be something else.
At some point, it'll just be the game itself. Like if you
pre-order it,
it's off the market.
It is completely ridiculous. God. Now, I do have to clarify one thing, because there was a whole Twitter, kind of when this was announced. There was a whole Twitter fight of like, oh, now I have to go to GameStop to get this for PC. Like, PC players were like, no, PC dev did tweet. So if you were going to pre-order the game anyway, you can pre-order it on Steam. Every Steam pre-order will get Nuketown 2025.
I think all the pre-orders get it, because I saw Amazon gets it and Steam gets it. So I think Nuketown is like the big pre-order bonus.
So you don't have to go into GameStop, people. You're saved.
That's the worst, though, when it's like, I could pre-order at Walmart and get this map pack, or I could go pre-order at GameStop and get this different map pack, but you can't get all of them unless you want to buy the game like three times over.
That's how Battlefield and Modern Warfare 3 were. Yeah.
You can't buy the game pre-orders. Three times over and get like the map pack codes either.
And
you have three fucking versions of the game and each one with a different bonus on it. Like what they've done previously with a lot of these things is the key that you get, like the CD key, is registered as that bonus. So your one install of the game will have this, and the other one will have that.
Wow, that's
like,
great!
Yeah. It's based upon the key and not an account.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this is obviously older news now, but I'm looking at the pre-order bonuses for Modern Warfare 3 that we linked in this article. So if you were pre-ordered at Amazon for Modern Warfare 3, you got a special avatar, background wallpaper for your PC, and a promo code towards the Turtle Beach Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 headset. Jesus Christ.
Sweet.
Dude, but that's to be clear, so stuff like that is completely fine. Like, why can you not just be happy to have pre-order bonuses like that? Like, give a wallpaper, give a promo code for some associated thing. Like,
you know who the real problem here is? It's fucking GameStop. That's the real problem.
Yeah, well, GameStop is in
really
this position
is
of
all
being
these games.
Totally irrelevant now. And they are trying to figure out a business model that will make them any money. And this is really the only thing I think they have.
Because they got the best Modern Warfare 3 ones.
Yeah.
By a long while. And they got a lot of exclusive stuff that was damn good for Battlefield 3, which actually didn't make a whole lot of sense, because Battlefield 3 was clearly the better version on PC. So I know even a lot of console players that got it on PC just because they knew, this game's going to be much better. But
Rockstar and Take-Two Interactive did it properly, right? The way that their Max Payne 3 DLC worked out was Steam at some point, I think it was Steam that bundled in LA Noire for free, But the actual download bonus is where stuff like the original Max Payne character skin or Painkiller DLC for multiplayer, things that fans of the series want, but people that just want to play the game, they don't need, right? But you can make that same argument for a full fucking map that was the most preferred map in the last game. That isn't just like only fans of Black Ops 1 will want Nuketown. Like, everybody wants that map. It's the whole map. And if all your friends are playing on that map,
and it does provide a competitive advantage, which is always the thing that all these guys say is it never does. It does. That gets you ranked faster, flat out. That map, you will rank faster just playing it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So,
I was gonna say I feel like there's so many examples of how you can do it right. Like you were just saying, like character skins, you know, promo codes for associated products. I don't care about any of that. Those are all things that like you should make a pre-order bonus or bonuses where they're rewarding people who already bought into your franchise. And so make it things that they'll appreciate. But here you're really just guilting people into buying it early, because that's just like you said, you're gonna want it because your friends are gonna have it, and so you don't want like one person to have Nuketown. You want to be able to play with, you know, the other people who have the game, and so I really don't get this. And like I said in the article, I'm not buying Black Ops 2. I wasn't gonna pre-order it before. I don't think I'm gonna buy it now. Because I'm so tired of this kind of behavior from the large publishers, and I honestly just don't need Call of Duty at this point. I think Activision is really just doing indie games a favor, because indie games don't ever come with any of this kind of baggage, and even like the smaller free to plays don't come with any of this baggage either. I just it's just unnecessary, and it just upsets your consumers.
It's also really confusing. There's whole articles, like I'm looking at this Modern Warfare 3 one, there had to be, this is how confusing all these bonuses are, someone had to write an entire article on what bonuses you get from where and which ones were the best.
And that was also like the only article I could find that actually had all that information. I couldn't find anywhere else where that was aggregated.
I know PC Gamer did it, I know for a fact, but I mean probably couldn't
find
it. Well,
to show how irrelevant Modern Warfare 3 is already, I could not find that article.
Yeah. But the thing that's fucked about Modern Warfare 3, too, about the pre-orders, is looking at this article, if you were in Canada and bought off Amazon, you get nothing.
Wow.
USA, Amazon got all that.
Just serves those Canadians right.
Yeah, fuck Canadians. I don't care about that.
And the UK only got the wallpaper. No promo code, no special avatar.
Yeah.
Then GameStop in the USA.
I really hope at one point Activision's like, if you're black, you get this. If you're white,
yeah,
you get,
you're white,
I hope
you
it just becomes a race riot, and we end Activision as a company. Like, there's just a riot, and the fucking building is like toppled over. Everyone's out, of course. No one should be killed, but the fucking building should be just toppled over.
They should get out of the building alive, and as the building collapses, it should fall on them.
Just Bobby Kotick, baby.
if they can die with as much irony, then
we're
it's
all missing
okay.
A greater point here, that GameStop is going the way of Blockbuster. The next consoles, I really think the trend is that all the next consoles will be digital,
streaming and digital.
You will not have a need for GameStop
with a shit ton of DRM.
Yeah, well, probably. But the point is, this almost reminds me of kind of the last gasp that Blockbuster had when they tried to do their own service with, like, that was Netflix, you know. But I guess some they still have them. If there's locations, you can still do the Blockbuster and Netflix version.
Yeah, you can.
But most of them are gone now, and it's happening to GameStop, and they are just scratching and clawing for anything they can get, and it'll be over soon. It's just like, to me, it's like watching a dying.
Like the last moments of GameStop. It'll be pursued. It won't hurt. It won't hurt.
Scott's got a pillow over GameStop's face.
Just slowly. It's fluttering. It's like in the like disturbing. Like,
fade to black, GameStop. Fade to black.
Smash to black. At Smash to black. Twitter.com.
Don't even.
What an opportunist right there.
Well, I don't know whose Twitter that is. I wouldn't follow it. It sounds like a douche. But yeah, it's going to be over soon, guys. So don't get too mad.
Sadly, I don't think pre-order bonuses are going to be over anytime soon, because the sad truth is stuff like this works. Like, yeah. it's not going to work on me because I really, really hate it.
I'll be completely honest.
It's going to work on a lot of people, and that's why they'll do it.
I kind of hope they continue so Brandon can continue to be the Max Payne of the pre-order world, where it's like, they took my pre-order bonus. And then you just go shoot dodge everyone through articles and stuff. I'm into it.
You know the one thing, though, that redeems EA and all of this is that they did end up, doing a timed exclusive for those the weapon stuff, but you know that Activision is not going to do a time exclusive on Nuketown. It'll probably end up being DLC, and if you don't pre-order, you'll just have to pay. Yeah, you'll just have to pay more for it.
Exactly, right. Which is why I'm honestly somewhat tempted. But God,
you're giving them permission to do it again.
I'll do it.
See, this
I like that map so much.
I don't hate to be that guy, but I get the vote with your wallet thing, but way too. Not enough people will ever vote with their wallet for it ever to change. So I'm just like, all right, you know what?
That's a good attitude to have, Scott.
I know. I'm just trying to be practical about it.
Let's just accept this butt fucking.
Well,
let's just
I will say this. I will say this. When I thought it was just at GameStop, there was no way in hell. There was no way in hell I was giving them my money. That was like the worst part of it all was GameStop.
GameStop is pretty awful.
There's no way.
Not even just the company, just like being in that store.
Yeah, it's freaking terrible. Blacklight Attack used to work at a GameStop.
Yeah, I'm sorry for his loss.
So, but yeah, don't see him going away anytime soon. I think you had a good point, though, Scott, that the next generation it'll kill GameStop if nothing else. But
yeah. I mean, you're right. The pre-order bonuses are not going to go away, but at least we may be rid of GameStop at some point here soon.
Exactly.
GameStop's the problem here. Do all the pre-ordering you want, but GameStop's the worst.
Do vote with your wallet when it comes to GameStop.
I'm telling you, dude. What you do is you go to GameStop and you make up a game, and you're like, dude, did you ever play Dungeon Dragon Slayer 14? And the guy,
I love
that
game.
That's my favorite fucking game. That's the best. And then you just like, that didn't exist. Fucking kill yourself.
Oh, dude, so many of those combos. Yeah, man, I'm a hardcore gamer. Do you sympathize with me?
When I went in to buy Max Payne, he was like trying to tell me. He was like, dude, I'm so excited for this game. And I tried to have a I was like, yeah, did you play the other two? He's like, no, bro. What the fuck are we having this? Why are you excited? He's like, oh, it just looks cool.
My manager said I could have a
Max
bigger
Payne 3. He's like, nah, dude.
Scott.
He's like, nah, dude, there was two more before this?
Yeah, exactly. No,
fucking
really?
Sweet.
So dumb.
All right.
So go read the article.
But he's a game advisor. If you didn't know, he advises you on games.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
KBmod.com. Go check it out.
Yeah, we should.
And, maybe you've heard of us.
Maybe you've heard of us.
Not a real website, but we exist.
Yes. On to the Twitter.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KBmod podcast.
This first one maybe goes specifically to Scott, because man, would this be a legendary occurrence. Firebird i7 asks, can we have Sark on the podcast?
Can we have Sark on the podcast? I have actually brought it up with him before, and he was not totally opposed. The problem is
he's a busy
figuring out time, yeah, because he's always doing something. So it's not totally out of the realm of possibility, though, because I have brought it up to him. So maybe.
Sure.
Can't promise.
Yeah. I got like four of those questions today, too.
Sark's like, what, like 5'7", 5'8"?
He's like
three and a half. Yeah, he's a real short guy.
He's like three and a half pounds. So.
Yeah,
if you've never met Sark, you have no fucking idea how humongous he is. By the way,
he's so huge. He's really tall,
and it's not like he's not fat. But he's
like
just
he's
like a
just
big dude.
Eat me.
Yeah,
he's just a big fella.
He is. This next question.
Wait, Scott, do you stand on a stool for Inbox then?
I sit. It makes us look like on the same level because he sits on a Apple box, like an old wooden Apple box, because he likes to sit on it. I don't know why. And I sit on a regular like chair. So
it's like something out of like Huckleberry Finn.
I know. I don't
just sitting on the old Apple box.
He prefers the way it feels on his ass.
There you go. Your Machinima Respawn insider view here. Sark sits on an Apple box.
Yeah.
We expose that company.
Beat you up, Monday.
Exposed, dude. I think that's the Dox crew is gonna have to get on this.
This next question is from Ethan's online. Why won't you love me?
Because you're unlovable, man.
Love me, baby.
Ethan's online.
Just straight up going for the heart there.
Know.
Nothing can love you. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's some people that are born with this. It's just
maybe it's because you keep looking into Scott's eyes. Look at the ground.
Yeah, look at the ground, man. God.
I didn't. No,
I'm sure someone will love you, man. That was real. Someone,
not me.
That was real inspiration.
Just not Scott. I'm somebody sorry. Else.
Someone will. Don't worry about it.
This next question is from Mr. Maddie Mouse. Lowest budget card you'd recommend used to be 6870, but that's impossible to find now. I would believe that.
7850 or 560 Ti.
Yeah, the 7850, yeah, or the 560.
So I was looking this up beforehand, and I think you can still get 6870s, but I think he's in Australia, isn't he? So maybe you can't get them there. I think the 6870 is probably, if you could get it, is probably still the best lowest budget card I would get, because you can get it for like 150. But if you can spend a little bit more, you should be able to find a 560 Ti for around like $200. And I think this
max PC, you get a 560 Ti 448. Cram it in your $1,300 build.
Be sure to use PCPartPicker.com for whatever you do, by the way.
What a legend. Congrats to him.
We didn't mention that. That should be newsworthy. Yeah, that
it should have been.
He's able to do this as his full-time job now because, you know, awesome. Everybody uses it because that site's fucking the greatest thing that's ever been created.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking awesome. Sure, it's annoying as fuck to order parts from, you know, 15 different places, but the amount of money that it saves you is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's one of those ideas that you kick yourself that you didn't come up with it before him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't believe, in my head, I never even said to myself, not once through two or three computer builds, did I say, man, this would be much easier if there was a website that would search all the other sites. It's like super obvious that that should be a thing.
Dude, that exists for everything else, like plane tickets and shit.
Like embedding Newegg links into Google Docs was awful. And I did that for many builds.
Yep.
Yeah, you did that for the first my first gaming PC after like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have it in my Google Docs, and it's just so primitive compared to what we have now.
Q6600 and something else.
It was a Q9400.
So next question from Childish. Well, maybe someone else used to ask this, right, not me.
Childish Samurai asks, when will there be a casual encounter section in the forum so Dan can see if he really wants to fuck the fans?
Oh my god.
Oh, what a question.
We'll look into adding a singles.
KB mod slash Gone Wild.
Oh my god. Please no.
It would be people awesome. It's just all post, dicks instead of
people
tits.
People will post dick pics for real.
I'm a little shy. Monday. Here's my cock.
Guys, it's my first post here, so this might be a little awkward. But...
I'm a virgin. Here's my veins on my dick. Hope you like.
Here's me with my celery dick shield. It's just two pieces of celery wrapped around my cock.
So, as a disclaimer, KB Mod does not endorse r/gonewild if you're under 18.
If
you're over 18, we highly encourage you to do this when you're not.
If you're over 18, go have some fun, because that's just
honestly,
ridiculous.
If you're feeling bad about your life.
I saw
what other people will do to feel better about theirs.
I saw a head of broccoli in a woman's vagina on Gone Wild.
Yeah, there's things.
Yeah, we saw that.
Is that the word, a head of broccoli? I don't know.
I believe it's a head of broccoli.
Yeah.
That's what we're debating in this situation.
Well, I know I saw it in her vagina.
Well,
so maybe someday on KB Mod we'll have KB Mod Gone Wild. I think it would just be a ton of penises.
It's just going to be a lot of overexposed flash bulb pictures of us trying to nighthawk each other and get good clips.
Like really awkward faces, like we got taken by surprise. Like, what, dude?
It's like night vision. Our eyes are black, like our retinas. It's like, what is happening? Oh my god.
I mean, you know, I am undecided on whether or not I want to fuck the fans. So this is probably a good idea. So we'll look into it.
Noted.
These next two questions are on a more serious note, although we'll see where we take them. Yummy Man asks, one of the best Twitter handles, if you had access to a time machine to visit one historical event, what event would you go see?
Probably
go back to Nick Fenton's birthday when he was first born and kill him.
You would kill a baby?
I might kill your mom too for being...
Wow! Holy shit!
You couldn't do it while I was in the womb. You had to kill a baby.
You know what, Nick, though? You really shouldn't take offense to this, because John is basically saying that your birth is a historical event.
It is.
That's true.
Actually, I'm coming, like, out. I'm coming out of this.
Got, like, sort of thing. Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and Nick Fenton's birthday.
And I go down in books. I don't give a shit. It's all good.
I'm trying to think.
One historical.
How I would answer.
I would go back and find out who killed Tupac. To be completely honest with you.
That's actually pretty legit. That's
a good one.
We're like Zodiac Killer. Any of the unsolved ones.
More so than Tupac, find out what fucking happened with Charles Manson in the murders. Find out what really fucking happened.
Completely.
I want to know if Courtney Love blew a hole in Kurt Cobain.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
I go back to like 1920 and be like, yeah, this Hitler dude, he's going to fuck some shit up, all right? So we should probably prevent that.
Yeah, wearing your current clothes and like walking with a Game Boy or something.
No, but
listen, Germans who can't understand my English.
That Deutsch dude, he's going to fuck stuff, I guess? I don't know. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I'm sure you would really get your point across and not be instantly shot. I just feel like if they saw Fenton coming, they would scream witch or something. Like they would just shoot.
Witch.
Kill it with fire.
I suppose if anyone came out of a time machine, like
wearing current clothes, has like your phone.
You're wearing a Nick Fenton t-shirt, though. You actually go back in time, you become like a god, like an iconic god. We're all walking around because you've changed the future now. We're all walking around and like there's like big pictures of you on buildings and stuff. Like fucking Nick went back in time and made himself a god.
God damn it.
So mine is actually sort of complex, but do you guys know what the Library of Alexandria was?
Yeah.
It was a library in Alexandria.
Libraries are for nerds, so no.
Well, it was the library that Alexander the Great put in Egypt, and it had like the greatest collection of human knowledge ever assembled. I would go back and save it from the fire somehow. I would bring fire trucks with me, and we would just fucking.
I'd go back in time and pose as David.
In the David and Goliath battle, and you would be terrible at it because you have no idea how to use a sling.
No. Like for Michelangelo,
I would pose as David.
Oh, you would be David.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I was thinking.
Well, that's just disrespectful, David.
Would your penis be smaller than the current David's?
Nah, dude. It would have fallen off by now because it just protrudes.
His dick like goes down the wall. It goes from the ceiling to the wall. He's like, this doesn't look very accurate. No, dude, it's fine. Just keep going. Keep going.
The Tupac thing actually has piqued my interest the most.
I just want to know, dude.
I might do the JFK thing too.
Yeah, find out.
Because that's so hotly debated. Just travel back, figure it out. This is another question here from Yummy Man Ass, but it's another good one. What was your childhood dream job?
I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Oh my god.
Me too, actually.
And this is pretty fucked up, but I always wanted to be a hitman. Just because they make so much money, and I always thought that I could get away with it.
Oh my god. Nick, you better fucking hide.
No hitman.
Who killed Tupac? And
no hitman in the world.
No wonder John's trying to make his trail cold.
He wants to know who's the better Tupac.
He's playing it off like he didn't kill Tupac. He's like, yeah, dude, who did that? Let's find out.
John's really like 65. He's the ultimate.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did Tupac die? Like 97 or something?
I was 12.
Yeah,
that's plausible. That's plausible.
How unassuming would that have been?
What if we go back to the date that Tupac died, and what year was it? You say 97?
Well, John's got like a huge Barrett 50 cal,
and he was missing one day in Pittsburgh.
I learned a quick scope at a young age.
We need to check the back of John's head to see if he's got a big QR code or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Original hitman.
It was a one deeg, by the way. Just so you guys know.
GG one deeg Tupac, no big.
He died in 96. 96.
One victim.
So, John would have won.
Let's just say if John were hired for all hits, 50 Cent would be dead by now.
Yeah. I'd have how many holes in him?
Right, and he's a great actor, so let's not talk like
that. Movie wasn't that bad.
Favorite child? Oh, what's your childhood dream job?
I really didn't have one. Like, honestly, yeah. I really didn't have a childhood dream job. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Scott wanted to work on Machinima Respawn.
Yeah, that was my dream job.
I wanted to be a professional.
No, I always wanted to do something in gaming. I always thought I wanted to make games, but I realized early, after I got old enough to realize what it involved, I didn't want to make games. But something in the gaming industry. Not necessarily what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now is fun, but... Yeah, I don't know. I never wanted to be like a
fire. He always dreamed he'd make invite level Counter-Strike Source.
Yeah, that's true. I always dreamed.
Never
that.
Made it.
No, it's never too... Well, you know what? CSGO. I'm on a CSGO team right now, even though I'm not playing any matches, and we might go invite for season.
That's gonna do real well.
Hey, man. It counts. Anyway.
So who wants to take this next one?
I think Alex should take
it. It's just a bad question. I don't even know why it's there. Should probably just get rid of it.
All right, I got it.
That sucks.
What was your major in collage? At Meliano asks, if Gaben, I'm assuming he's saying Gabe Newell,
right?
Said, and this is how it reads: "Let me roll my fat all over UR colon." I believe he meant your colon, so let's read this a little bit edited.
To roll the fat all over something that's inside of your body.
Don't worry about it. If Gabe Newell said, "Let me roll my fat all over your colon," would you let him if it meant the hidden would be made?
Well, yeah, but
he's just rolling on me for a bit.
Are we sure that's what he meant, though? Because it says, "Let me roll my fat all over UR colon."
You are colon.
So I don't want to change the meaning of his question.
You are punctuation, and he's rolling his fat all over you.
So you become a colon for a second?
No. There's a missing punctuation. This is how it should be. Let me roll my fat all over. You are colon. That's so weird. And not even that. He spelled the name colon wrong. This is Let me roll my fat all over.
My fat all over you. You are obviously Jesus.
Yes! So what we're saying
is spelling and grammar, while it may be for the nerds, does in life.
You are cool.
Spelling and grammar are pretty pretty important for this podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and block you on Twitter right now. M-E-L-L-I-A-N-K. I'm just joking.
But not really.
Well, I think the answer to this is, if he's going to be rolling his fat all over obviously Jesus and the hidden gets made because of it, go ahead.
Going for that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not sure why you're going at obviously Jesus like that, but Jesus
became made.
I mean, does Colin really deserve that? No, but for that game, I'll take it.
Be honest, you would let him do stuff to you.
Colin got a free PC. The least he can do is let Gabe roll his fat all over his UR colon.
I'm sure he would volunteer for that. I mean,
yeah, I don't think it would be a big deal.
All right. So.
Put all my fat all over. That's a threat, is what that is.
You are Colin.
You are Colin.
He breaks off mid sentence. It's like, let me roll my fat off. You are Colin! Fucking realization.
Stop. I can't.
Holy shit, I can breathe.
Stop.
That was the best acting you've ever done. This is your greatest moment.
Yeah, this is your Fight Club right here.
Oh my god.
Oh,
so this you are Colin.
Oh, so
first question ever turned into one of the better questions I actually had, so.
So Slam Tarts.
Yeah, I gotta turn off my mic.
Slam Tarts asks, as a medium player, I was wondering which game did you feel that you really excelled at? So which multiplayer game have you been best at? I think is what the question boils down to.
Team Fortress 2. Find a better scout than me, please. Go ahead.
Juggernauts?
Yeah, fuck that kid's fucking... Don't even get me started. If I can pipe you every time you're coming after me as a demo, you're doing it wrong. A scout should kill a demo 99.999% of the times in a one-on-one. He sucks. Great aim, though. Some of the best aim I've ever seen. Stop jumping, Jugs. You scrub.
I'd say enemy territory. That was a pretty
solid
medic. You were
fucking shit at that game. You were what? Like, you were like what? Like a top five player in North America and you were like 10?
I was pretty young, yeah. I think like if I was this age playing enemy territory, I think I would have been a lot better. But I was like 13 and I was still pretty
young. I don't know. Like your aim at that age was like retarded. I mean, you're good at FPS now, but I've never seen anybody with aim like that in a game.
Headshots in that game were a thing of beauty too.
Ever. Oh, yeah. I've never seen anybody with aim like that. You and Phil both were retardedly good at that game.
Yeah, that's why I wish we still had it, because like I haven't had a game like that where I've really been able to aim, because ET required such consistent aiming. Like, you know, CS is so twitch-based, and you can headshot someone in one shot. With ET, even a headshot wouldn't kill in one shot. So, like, that's why I was good at it, because you had to have consistent aim.
Yeah, and there's no ADS.
Yeah.
So it was a little, but that was the game I was best at, too.
I'd say the best multiplayer I was ever good at was probably, like, my first multiplayer was Battlefield 2 Modern Combat on PS2. I had to, like, bring up my TV because I didn't have internet connection down in the basement, so I had to like walk it up 2 flights of stairs and hook it up and then play, and I was beast at that game.
Yeah. What about you, Nick Fenton?
I just read the chat and I just thought you are colon again and I can't get over it.
You were colon.
Hey, Pokemon Snap.
Oh my god.
That's not a multiplayer game.
What are you talking about?
Alright, dude, see you at LAN. Whatever.
Pokemon Snap Land.
Probably Halo. I really wasn't that good at Halo when I actually played it a lot. But
something about Nick Fenton is that he's competent at every game he plays. Like every multiplayer FPS I've played with you, though, you've been like fairly competent at them. Like you've never been awful.
Left 4 Dead 2.
I guess I would consider myself a.
I'm just kidding. You're a fucking piece of shit. Kill yourself.
Thanks, man.
Shut up. Okay, keep talking.
Thanks, man.
So this next question, I don't even know what the fuck it means, but it's from Slam Tarts too. Favorite item to grill, parentheses, fourth baby.
He's on his fourth baby?
He means the 4th of July.
I'm going to assume this means you're grilling 4 babies.
No, it's your 4th child.
My favorite item to grill, and this is going to be crazy to everybody, is asparagus. Grill asparagus with butter and Parmesan cheese. The best. The best.
I'm actually going to go with grilled fish, like salmon. Delicious. Better than burgers and stuff, I think.
Well, I assume he means like grill on a barbecue, and so I'm going to go with just like some really good sausage, like barbecued sausage.
Yeah,
that's
solid.
Delicious. With some good barbecue sauce to go with it.
You like that
sauce. Stop. I can't.
You like spices on it, Brandon?
Hey, dude,
what's your favorite item there, Scott?
I'll just go with a good steak will satisfy me on a grill. I'm not...
How do you eat your steak? This is how you decide whether you're on this podcast or not.
Forever. How do I eat it? I eat it as rare as possible.
Yes!
Yes, thank you. At least medium rare.
Anybody yeah, yeah, medium
steak
rare. Like,
any
I don't
more
always,
than medium
I don't
rare.
Like it totally uncooked, but as, yeah.
Well,
but
it needs to be warm. It needs to be warm.
My wife had only had, like, not well done, but, like, over, you know, medium and higher. That's all she had ever had. And then we had a medium rare prime rib at my buddy Ron's wedding. And now she just, like, because she was always afraid of getting sick from the...
Dude, that's the best way to get introduced to raw meat. The prime rib, you could literally just cut off completely raw.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic.
I was like, yeah, she was like, now that's like her favorite thing. So,
yeah, for Father's Day,
her
I
your bank account.
Yeah,
for Father's Day, I took Hillary and my dad to like one of the best steakhouses in Dallas, and we all had ribeye. Just so delicious. Like I don't know how really good steak at a nice restaurant is that much better than everything else in the world, but it is.
It is, yeah. It is.
I'd say my favorite item to grill is the TF2 Spies Dead Ringer.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I'm good.
All right. Last question before.
Whoa, dude, mine's bratwurst.
Nick Fenton.
I'm done. I knew it.
So this last story before our we rip off Respawn and have a rapid fire section, because I figured this would be a good idea.
All right, so did we have apple boxes on them? Like, they're going to come at us? Like,
yeah, I know. This is from Sir Nupples Terry. I don't even. I have an awful PC and little money. High school age. How should I go about getting a better system? Upgrade or start over? Well, cannibalize what you can would be the first thing.
What it really is going to come down to is what CPU socket you have. If you're pre 11, or if you're like at like LGA 775, you're kind of shit out of luck at this point, unless you want to get like a Core 2 Quad Extreme for $1,000.
PC. I'm gonna assume he's on an older socket.
I mean, you can. I mean, by today's standards, an old i5 is pretty bad. Like, when you look at the stuff that we build, and in reality, compared to the masses, an i5 750 is still really good. But from a gaming community, PC gaming community standpoint, an i5 750 could be terrible. So you never.
I think it's hard to answer that because we don't know your actual parts. But if it's awful, as in like you're running DDR2 RAM and you're I don't know what awful means, but you can probably salvage stuff like your case, maybe your power supply. I think your hard drive, your optical drive, you'll be able to salvage that stuff. But where you really want to upgrade is going to be, you're probably going to need a new motherboard, CPU, video card, and RAM.
The most expensive parts, unfortunately. But yeah, when you break it down with the amount of extra shit you're saving, you're going to save a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
as we always say, you should have a monitor, keyboard.
If you're at like socket 1366 or like an old i5, you're probably okay for another couple of years outside of our standards. Like, if you had the ability to upgrade to a first edition i7, that's still a good processor. Like,
go to PC Part Picker, put your parts in, and tweet it at me, and I'll tell you.
Boom. There you go. There it is. All right. So up next, our new rapid fire section, which I'm going to do every week from now on. This first one is from, keep in mind, this will be quick answers. First one from Ryklost: Riff Raff or Base God?
Base God.
Base God. Base God.
I'm 12, and what is this?
At Oh My God Orange asks, what would you rather do? Destroy MapleStory or kill Nick Fenton?
Destroy MapleStory.
Wow. Kill Nick Fenton.
Destroy Nick Fenton.
I'll destroy MapleStory.
Destroy Nick Fenton in MapleStory.
Make a character named Nick Fenton.
That's got some in-depth PvP, so.
Kill Nick Fenton.
Wow. Now he's suicidal.
Even Nick wants MapleStory around. There you go. Safrix J asked, Base God or Little B?
Little B, the Base God.
Yeah, it's one of the same.
But no, Base God is an elevated form. I'm going Base God.
Praise him.
Praise him.
S. Solace 6 asks, if you had to torture one podcast member, who would it be? And you can't choose Nick Fenton.
I would torture Brandon by misplacing things in his home.
That's actually
that's all it takes.
I would put his I would put his sock in the wrong drawer.
Wow. I would set up baby monitors all around Scott's apartment and then just do Timmy voice whenever I felt like it. And he'd never know where it came from.
Or you could go to Scott's house and like hack his computer to make every icon he double clicks start like Spider-Man 3, the movie.
No, not even. Just go right to the hair flip scene.
It's just that like 1.5 second span where the hair is flipping on repeat constantly.
Take my eyelids open, make me watch that. Yeah, I don't know. I
torture Scott because I think he could take a lot of punishment.
Wow. That's
I'd torture Scott because we're into this.
Scott has taken a lot of punishment being on the fringe of making invite and never quite getting there.
Wow.
Actually, I don't know if any torture we could do could be as bad as the Respawn commenters.
Yeah, I'm already in that every
Scott's,
day. So.
Scott's skin is going to get quite thick.
It's already pretty thick, but
it's going to match his member.
Emiliano, our favorite question of the evening, asks, what is your favorite sex position?
Just for the viewers at home.
Masturbation.
Favorite is capitalized in this one.
Yes.
What is your favorite sex position?
That's a proper as fuck favorite, though.
Praise him.
Fleshlight.
I'm going to get a praise anywhere I end up after night hawking.
I would say I would prefer to just lay there and make her do everything because I'm a piece of shit.
My favorite position is when the mirror, like, just gets a little bit of the broccoli sticking out of my vagina.
Oh, my God.
But also, I can get my, like, half my face in there, because, you know, I'm shy, but I'm not that shy. Or gone wild.
From Casual Josh, will you add me on Xbox? No.
Sure, my gamer tag is ChrisTrout91.
I really hope people add ChrisTrout91.
Oh, it's actually the Trout 91. Sorry.
Final question, very topical for today. At Alaska MLG asks, if you could, would you give Anderson Cooper a handy? Yeah. I'd Nighthawk him instead. He looks like he's never been in a good fight.
That's true. He's too pretty. He's too pretty. He needs this.
He's too pretty.
I would beat the shit out of him, then fuck him hard.
I think that's a hate crime.
What? No. It would be mutual. He'd want it. It wouldn't be...
Yeah,
like,
that's a delusional hate crime.
Why did you just? We gotta stop. I can't look at Twitter and look at the same.
Oh my goodness! So on that note, going to end. Make sure to check out the website kbmod.com
and
Twitter
@gonewild.
Yeah, @gonewild. Twitter @kbmodgaming. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/kbmodgaming. Twitch.tv/KBMod. And, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Have a nice July 4th if you're in America.
America!
You are Brandon will be spending his 4th of July with me. We will hold hands and watch fireworks as they explode over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep. Nice. Hillary's going to sit next to us.
Brandon almost said something gay, so mark this down.
Yeah, that was close.
An important day. That was almost gay, Brandon. Can we smooch?
Peep smooch.
And now poop
smeech.
All right, guys. We'll see you on episode.
You are colon. You are colon.
We're all colon to us. Later, guys.
Later.